mixed bag in the economy as Borders gets ready to liquidate by Friday. 10,000 Borders employees may actually be getting their layoff notices in communities around the United States where 399 stores will be shut down. We'll be dealing with the ripple effects, negative ripple effects of each one of those layoffs. We decided to look at trickle economics in a different direction. On Sunday, July 24th, New York State will be the sixth and largest state in the United States where same-sex couples will be able to marry. And the historic event, as we've noted before, will have impacts beyond civil rights. It's, in fact, a boom to certain economies and communities all over the state, and it will certainly have ripple effects around the country as this trend is certainly moving in the direction of full legalization of gay marriage. But again, not as a question of civil rights, but as a question of economics. Beth Kobliner joins us, Takeaway contributor and appointee to the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability. First of all, good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
You know, this is in some ways a kind of an object lesson in how small phenomena can have big or broad, at least, economic impacts. How can we look at gay marriage as a possible stimulus in communities around the United States and start with the state of New York?
Well, in the state of New York, there's no question that allowing same-sex couples to marry is going to spur spending. We're looking at the wedding industry. You know, we're talking the flowers, the photographers. I mean, we're really starting to talk about people spending more money on weddings. We have 40,000 same-sex couples in New York. So it's estimated that half of that, 20,000, will be getting married. And then you have an additional 45,000 people coming from other states now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, New York got really upset when Connecticut, you know, economically we're talking again, not just civil justice-wise,
right,
but economically, when people had to go to Connecticut to get married. Now, a lot of people are coming into New York. That means more tourism and more dollars, an estimated $284 million over the next 3 years in New York. So spending alone and wedding costs themselves and tourism, hotels, more people staying, more caterers, we're going to see more jobs created from that. And I think that's something that isn't talked about all that much, but will have an impact. And I suspect that was some of the thinking, maybe a small percentage of the thinking that went into, as this was gaining momentum in these recessionary times, we need ways to make jobs, and this will certainly have an impact on jobs.
Isn't this a temporary stimulus? I mean, it's a real influx of cash that, A,
right,
for New York depends on the fact that New York is one of the few states in which this is legal.
Right.
So if all of the 50 states made it legal, then that wouldn't be a benefit for New York,
right,
or Connecticut anymore.
And
that's only temporary.
Yeah, but right now we're only talking about a handful of states nationwide that do allow same-sex marriage. Massachusetts, Connecticut, Iowa, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Washington, D.C. So those are the places where you can. But otherwise, it is a big draw for New York. And we are talking a bit of a temporary stimulus. But let's think of all the temporary stimuli we've tried over the years. First time, you know, home buyers, mm-hmm, breaks. So this is something that will have a quick, fast impact. We're talking starting this Sunday. And I think we'll see some sort of economic boost in New York.
Well, the question really is, if there is an economic boost in New York, and at least your investigation suggests that there could be,
yeah,
as much as $250 million,
but,
you know, over the next couple of years,
yep,
does that become an argument for other states to maybe consider changing their own laws in addition to whatever sort of civil rights question is there?
Absolutely. And I also think it helps states in terms of, you know, if you're looking just at marriage fees, you know, the small amount, $35 a fee, an additional $25 for the you know, clerk ceremony, right there you get another $4 million. And as they say, it starts adding up to real money. And I think states will look at this individually. And again, it won't have the only impact, but it'll have some impact. Something like taxes, state tax on hotel occupancy rates.
And sadly, the divorce industry is also a pretty big industry, which one must assume is also going to get a small boost.
Exactly. There's been talk about that now, and it gets a little more complicated because if you get married in New York State and you move, you can't get divorced in a state that doesn't allow gay marriage in the first place. So we're going to have all kinds of complicated questions. Also, the tax break, when you look at individuals, there is a marriage penalty, so there is somewhat of a downside sometimes for people who get married, particularly if you have a couple who earns about the same income. If you have somebody who earns much more than the other spouse, then there's usually a break to getting married. But the tax penalty kicks in when you have two spouses who earn about the same amount. But remember, we're only talking about state taxes. We're only talking about New York State, whereas we're not talking about the federal rate. So even that little penalty won't be that big for individuals because we're only talking state.
But again, we're talking about trickle-up economics. I mean, if it were to be extrapolated across the nation, you could possibly balance the federal debt with the additional marriage penalty revenue, right? I was looking at a number. Speaking of real money, the wedding industry itself is $165 billion.
It's unbelievable. And
that's
wedding
big.
Costs, that is big. And there was an interesting report that estimated that the typical marriage, if it costs on average about $28,000, $25,000 nowadays, that a gay marriage was estimated to cost about half of that. The reason, the explanation being that couples may not have parental support necessarily, or they might not have, as long-term planning if this just goes into effect now. But we're still talking about millions of dollars. And the other big thing is saving money on public programs, which we didn't get into, like Medicaid. In New York, it's estimated that they'll save over $80 million over the next 3 years, because when you look at something like Medicaid, you're looking at a combined income, a couple's income, rather than an individual's income. So that becomes trickier standard for people to meet. So again, we're talking about filling up the coffers of the state budgets, the states who really are desperate for these funds now. So increasingly,
part of this is about gay marriage, but a lot of it is about this sort of interesting link between politics and economics. I mean, we've seen in Arizona where the controversial immigration law has produced a sort of obstacle to tourism revenue in places like Arizona, which has caused other states to sort of think a little bit differently about those kinds of immigration laws. What do you think the relationship is between economics and politics? Is it direct? Is it quick? Or does it take a lag time?
I think it's kind of everything. And I think it is fairly quick. Once people start crunching the numbers and looking at it, a report came out from New York State just a few months ago. And in April, a bunch of big business people, everyone from Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, came out and said, we think gay marriage is good for business. We want to hire the best and the brightest people. So why would we cut off our applicant pool of qualified people? So I think once this starts getting more attention, Mayor Bloomberg started a campaign already, Say I Do in New York, this is going to get a lot of money attracted to this state, and other states are going to see it. So I think it happens pretty quickly. And as I believe, since I do this, full-time, 24/7, thinking about it, I feel like economics is so much of a bigger driver than we really think. I mean, you'd like to think your politicians are thinking about what's right and civilly correct in these areas, but I think often it's the bottom line that puts them over the edge.
Economics and politics, the link as regards gay marriage in the state of New York, which goes into effect on Sunday and could produce an economic boom, according to Beth Koblenner, Takeaway contributor and appointee to the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
Now, back to another story we're following today, which is, of course, the phone hacking scandal at News Corp. Earlier in the hour, we asked you about, in business, what comes first, ethics or profit? It's the same kind of theme that you just heard Beth Koblenner talk about. One listener in Swansea, Massachusetts, texted the word take to 69866 and writes this: my hospital's CFO says no money, no mission. That being said, we still look at the ethics side in our decision making. Tell us about your golden rules in business by calling 8778 My Take or text the word take to 69866. And is the golden rule different when it comes to business than when it comes to your home? It's an interesting question.
I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.